The DNR began testing deer for tuberculosis in 1996. A few years ago, the department began looking for chronic wasting disease as well. All in all, more than 1,000 deer carcasses have been tested, and for the first time, 3 deer shot in Dane County came up positive for CWD. There could be more since testing isn't done yet. The assistant state veterinarian says chronic wasting disease first turned up in white-tailed deer and elk in Colorado in 1967. It's also been found in western Nebraska. Robert Ellenfeld says there is no evidence of it spreading to humans. He says CWD is something hunters should be aware of, but not something to fear.
It's not going to wipe out white-tailed deer in Wisconsin. You know, it's a disease that was found because the Department of Natural Resources elected to go out and look for it. They were concerned enough to, you know, let's find it. If we have it, let's see what we can learn and what we can do about it.
Wisconsin is the only state in the region testing deer for chronic wasting disease. Ellenfeld suspects if more states looked for it, they may also get positive results. He says hunters should look out for deer that seem to have trouble keeping their balance.
What the wildlife agencies in the West are recommending is that they, if they were to kill a deer that was acting abnormally, that they not eat the meat, but that if it's a normal appearing, normal acting animal, the meat should be perfectly safe.
The DNR says hunters should not eat deer spinal cords, brains, or other organs, though Ellenfeld says those parts are rarely, if ever, consumed. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.